Cape Town's musical New Year's tradition dates back more than a century to the days when Dutch colonists brought slaves here from Southeast Asia. The slaves served as dock workers, farm laborers, and household servants, and they were given one day off per year. Ethnomusicologist Sylvia Brainders at the University of Cape Town says the slaves took to the streets.
This music emerges out of the slave culture. And the tradition started really when the slaves were given off on the 2nd of New Year. So the 2nd of January every year, that was the free day for slaves. And they would go around in the streets and march and play instruments.
The slaves copied European and American minstrels who visited the Cape. Eventually, a distinctive South African sound developed.
We call it the Guma rhythm. This is a rhythm that people recognize here as a Cape rhythm.
Brainders says the beat and harmonies still reflect where the music originated.
It's a poor community. They don't have new, shiny instruments. It's not perfect. They were not taught. These are all just handed down from one generation to the next, from father to son.
Today, the minstrels are a holiday tradition among Cape Town's mixed race or colored residents, many of whom are descendants of slaves. A downtown parade involves thousands of participants. Dozens of minstrel troupes practice throughout the year. This troupe is called the Pennsylvanians, named after American singers from the state of Pennsylvania who influenced the Cape minstrel tradition.
Let's do it again. 3, 4.
The choirs take their music seriously. Many have corporate sponsors, and they compete for trophies in a multi-day competition at local stadiums. The Pennsylvanians' musical director is Ahmed Ismail.
Well, it might look like neighborhood choral groups, but you will be amazed to see the academically qualified people, music instructors, marching instructors, people from the Navy that are behind the scenes.
The minstrels dress up in face paint and colorful satin costumes with fancy hats and parasols. One elder, Zane Ibrahim, says it is a moment for members of Cape Town's colored community honor their roots.
There is a time where you have to just celebrate the very fact of being alive. And when you see these people, when they're wearing satin, you see a totally different human being. You see a spirit that is us.
The Minstrel Carnival remains an annual social high point, primarily for the working class, who continue to celebrate their heritage by singing in the new year. Terry Fitzpatrick, VOA News, Cape Town.